必行色亨通，他必受尊荣，被高举，成为至高。许多人怎样因你而惊奇，照样他也必使多国的人惊异，他也必使多国的人惊异后，他必撒许多国的名。君王要因他闭口不言，因为从未向他们诉说过的事，他们必看见，他们从未听过的，他们要明白。谁会相信我们所传的？耶和华的臂膀向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前如嫩芽生长起来，像根出于干旱之地。他没有家形，也没有威仪，好叫我们仰慕他。他也没有美貌，使我们被他吸引。他被藐视，被人拒绝，是个多受痛苦、熟悉病患的人。他像个被人掩面不看的人一样，他被藐视，我们也不重视他。原来他担当了我们的病患，背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责打，被神击打和苦待了。然而他是为了我们的过犯被刺痛，为了我们的罪孽被压伤，使我们得平安的惩罚加在他身上。因他受了鞭伤，我们才得医治。我们众人都如羊走迷了路，个人偏行己路，耶和华却把我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被虐待受痛苦的时候，他并不开口，他像羊羔被牵去屠宰，又像羊在剪羊毛的人面前寂然无声，他也是这样不开口。他受拘禁和审判以后被带走。至于他那个时代的人中，有谁想到从仆人之中被解除、被击打，是因我神灵的过犯呢？虽然他从来没有行过强暴，他的口里也没有诡诈，人还是使他与恶人同埋，但死的时候才从诡诈，耶和华却喜悦把他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华若以他的性命做赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且得享长寿。耶和华所喜悦的必在他手中亨通，他受了生命之苦以后必看见光明，并且心满意足。我的义仆必使许多人因认识他而得称为义，他也必背负他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与伟大的人同分，他必与强盛的军分猎物，因为他把自己的性命倾倒以至于死。他被列在罪犯之中，却担当了多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。这就是神的话语。
It's a long reading, isn't it?
是一个长的经文，对不对？
I encourage you to take out your cell phone or your Bible and find that passage.
我鼓励大家，请把你的手机或者你的圣经拿出来去读这些经文。
Isaiah 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12.
以赛亚书五十二章十二节到五十三章十二节。
The Romans crucified thousands.
罗马把上千人钉在十字架上。
And yet, in all of history, only the crucifixion of Jesus is remembered.
但是在历史的长河当中，只有耶稣的被钉十字架被纪念。
Why would the crucifixion of a backwater, unknown carpenter be remembered?
为什么这一个乡村的木匠，他的受难被纪念呢？
Because it is the cross of Christ alone that saves.
因为只有基督的十字架可以拯救。
Paul says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."
保罗说，我绝不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
That's in Galatians 6 verse 14.
加拉太书六章十四节。
As we approach Easter, let us look this morning.And what must surely be the greatest text in the Old Testament?
复活节即将来到，让我们在今天这个早上去看到旧约当中这个最著名的经节。
Isaiah 52:13 to 53 verse 12.
以赛亚书五十二章十三节到五十三章十二节。
This text speaks of a servant.
这里经文说到一个仆人。
Someone specially called by God to do something that defies human understanding.
神呼召这个仆人去做一些非常特别的事情，是人类所无法理解的。
A And more than any other text in the Old Testament, this text prophesies who Jesus is and what Jesus accomplished on the cross.
在所有其他的旧约经文之上，这一节经文预言了耶稣是怎样的一个人，和神怎样在十字架上完成成就了的事情。
First, this servant is exalted.
首先，这个仆人是被高举的。
In Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah sees a glorious vision of the Lord.
在以赛亚书六章，以赛亚看见了神的一个荣耀的一般。
The Lord is on his throne, surrounded by angels.
他看到这个意象，就是神坐在高高的宝座上，天使围绕着。
But if you turn to Isaiah 6, notice how God is described.
你看到以赛亚书六章一节的时候，看到神是怎样形容的。
In Isaiah 6 verse 1, it says there that God is high and exalted.
以赛亚书六章一节说到，主坐在高高的宝座上。
This is the first time this phrase appears in Isaiah.
这是第一次这样的经文在以赛亚书出现。
It's a special combination of words.
这是一个非常特别的词的组合。
It appears only twice more in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书只出现过两次。
In Isaiah 57 verse 15, it once again describes God.
在以赛亚书57章15节，它是怎样形容神的？
But what of the other time it's used?
那其他的时间呢？
It's there in Isaiah 52 verse 13.
我们看以赛亚书52章13节。
But there's something different about how it's used here.
我们可以看到这里有一个非常不同的地方。
In Isaiah chapter 6 and Isaiah chapter 57, the phrase is used of God.
在以赛亚书六章和57章的时候，这是形容神的。
But in Isaiah 52 verse 13, high and exalted is used by God to refer to this servant.
但是在以赛亚书52章13节，被高高举起，这是被神所用去形容他的仆人的。
It's staggering to notice this.
这是非常惊人的。
God gives this servant the same honor as he has himself.
神把他与他自己同样荣耀，把他给他的仆人。
The servant is high and exalted.
这个仆人是被高举的。
In this opening verse, in this passage today, we have one of the most revealing hints about who Jesus is.
在这个经文的开始，我们去看到一个预示启示，就是耶稣是谁。
Jesus shares God's exalted glory.
耶稣共享神被高举的荣耀。
As we anticipate the cross and Easter,
让我们等待十字架的时候，这个复活节。
Let's be very clear about whom we are talking.
让我们非常清楚地看到，在这里我们谈论的是谁。
The cross is nothing less than the revelation of who God is.
十字架不低于我们看到谁是神这个启示。
And what God does.
和神做了什么。
If you ever wonder if God loves you,
如果你从来怀疑神是否爱你,
if you ever wonder if God is for you,
怀疑神是否保守你,
if you ever want to know who God is and what God does,
如果你想知道谁是神和神做了什么,
then do not look at your circumstances.
请你不要看见你的境况。
Do not look at the quality of your life.
不要去看你生命的品质，生活的品质。
Do not look at the size of your bank balance.
不要看见你银行的存款有多少。
Do not look at the success of your business.
不要去看你的生意有多成功。
Do not even look at the depth of your relationships.
甚至不要去看你关系有多深。
Look at the cross of Christ.
请看在十字架上的基督。
The one upon the cross is the exalted one who loves you.
那个在十字架上被高举的，他是爱你的。
The second thing to notice is this.
第二个, 第二点是这样的。
The servant is afflicted.
这个仆人被压伤。
Give the picture of the island, please.
看到头上有一个岛。
On the west coast of Scotland is the island of Iona.
在苏格兰的西海岸有一个岛叫做埃奥纳。
On this island is a church.
在这个岛上有一个教会。
Christian presence dates to 563 AD. Almost 1500 years ago. That's when Columba, an Irish missionary, first set foot on this island.
那是首先哥伦比亚他来到这个岛上，一个苏格兰的传教士。
Under Columba's leadership, Iona became the center of Christian mission to Western Europe.
在哥伦比亚的领导下，这个岛成为一个传教的中心，在多年以后一直到欧洲的西部。
But here's the point.
这是一个重点。
This island is almost invisible on a map.
这个岛几乎在地图上是找不到的。
It's very small.
非常的小。
Only about 2 kilometers wide and 6 kilometers long.
只有两公里宽和六公里长。
Who would have thought that such a small, remote, and insignificant place could have been so powerfully used by God to reach so many people?
谁会想到这么一个小的、这么一个偏远和一个这么不重要的地方，会成为一个被神利用，而且有大有能力去影响到很多人呢？
The figure of the servant.In Isaiah is like the island of Iona.
在以赛亚书五十三章，这个仆人的形象就好像是这个小岛。
The servant seems insignificant.
这个仆人好像微不足道。
Isaiah 53 verse 2 says he has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
以赛亚书五十三章二节说到，他没有家型，没有威仪，让人去仰慕他。
And Isaiah 53 verse 3 says he was despised and rejected by mankind.
以赛亚书五十三章三节说到，他被人藐视，被人拒绝。
Why?
为什么呢？
Many people in the Bible believe that if someone suffered, they must have done something wrong.
在圣经里，很多人认为，如果这个人受苦，他一定是做了错事。
The servant suffers, so surely he must be judged by God for his own sin.
这个人受苦，他一定是被神审判，因为他自己的罪。
That's what many believe.
但是这是许多人相信的。
Look at Isaiah 53 in the second half of verse 4.
我让我们看以赛亚书五十三章四节。
Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
却以为他受责打，被神击打和苦待了。
Some years ago, a movie was made called The Passion of the Christ.
多年前，我们有一部电影，就是《耶稣受难记》。
Many who saw it were horrified by the brutality of crucifixion.
我们看到当中被钉十字架所的残酷。
And crucifixion was brutal.
钉十字架上是非常残酷的。
But if we think Jesus was so brutally treated because he did something wrong, then we do not understand the cross.
但是我们看到耶稣，我们认为耶稣这样被残酷的受苦，是因为他自己做错了事情，那我们就是不完全的明白十字架。
Look at Isaiah 53 verse 10.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章十节。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer.
耶和华却喜悦把他压伤，使他受痛苦。
Why does this verse say God caused the suffering of this exalted servant?
为什么说到是神因为这个仆人被高举的仆人受苦呢？
Isaiah 53 verse 9 says he had done no violence.
以赛亚书五十三章九节，他说他没有行过强暴。
And there was no deceit in his mouth.
他的口里没有诡诈。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, say that Jesus was like us in every way, but without sin.
希伯来书二章十七节和希伯来书四章十五节说，耶稣就像我们一样是人，但是没有罪。
This servant was punished not for any sin he had committed.
这个仆人被审判，不是因为他有罪。
He was innocent of sin.
他是无辜的。
So for whose sin is this servant punished?
所以他受审判的时候是因为谁的罪呢？
Isaiah 53 verse 5 says this.
以赛亚书53章5节这样说道，
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
他是为了我们的过犯被刺透，为了我们的罪孽被压伤。
He was, as Isaiah 53 verse 10 goes on to say, he was a guilt offering.
以赛亚书53章第10节继续说到，他是一个赎罪祭。
This is what the cross is all about.
这就是十字架真正的意义。
And we call this, wait for it, substitutionary atonement.
我们叫这个为罪的代赎品。
What does substitutionary atonement mean?
罪的代赎品是什么意思呢？
It means that we are the guilty ones.
那意思就是说我们是犯罪的。
If God ignored sin, he would not be just or holy or pure.
如果神忽略罪，他就不是正义，不是圣洁和纯洁的。
He would not be a God worth our trust or worship.
他就不是一个神值得我们去相信和敬拜的。
He would not even be loving.
他不值得我们去爱的。
But we are guilty of sin.
但是我们是犯了罪的。
And we deserve punishment from God for our sin.
我们是值得神为我们的罪受惩罚的。
Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way.
以赛亚书53章6节这样说道，我们众人都如羊走迷了路，个人偏行己路。
And Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书3章23节这样说道，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
When we look at the cross, we see the disgusting reality of our sin.
当我们看见十字架的时候，我们看见我们自己罪的丑恶。
And we cannot put this right.
但我们没法帮助自己。
Only one who is pure, without sin, fully God and fully human, can stand in our place and bear our sin.
只有那一个完全圣洁、没有罪、完全的神和完全的人，可以站在我们的位置上。 帮我们去赎罪。
And this is this servant.
这个就是这个仆人。
He suffers in our place.
他在我们的位置上为我们受苦。
He is our guilt offering.
他是我们的赎罪祭。
As Isaiah 53 in the second half of verse 6 says,
以赛亚书53章6节这样说道，
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华却把我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
This is atonement.
这是一个罪的赎品。
He dies in our place.
他在我们的位置上为我们而死。
He suffers instead of us.
他为我们而受苦。
And we have peace with God.
所以我们在神里面得平安。
Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
以赛亚书53章5节这样说道，使我们得平安的惩罚加在他身上。
So why does Isaiah say that God caused the suffering of this servant?
为什么？所以说以赛亚书为什么说神是因着这个仆人受罪呢？
Because this is God's love for us. As 1 John chapter 4 verse 10 says,
约翰一书4章10节这样说道,
this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这就是爱，不是我们爱神，而是神爱我们，差遣他的儿子为我们的罪做了赎罪祭，这就是爱了。
Do we see what's happening?
我们看到这里发生什么事呢?
As we look at the cross, we see this servant.
当我们看到十字架的时候，我们看到这个仆人。
A servant who shares the very glory of God.
这个仆人共享神的荣耀。
A servant who becomes in his suffering the way God deals with sin.
这个仆人在受苦的时候，我们看见神是如何战胜罪。
One biblical scholar put it like this.
有一个圣经的学者这样说道,
At the cross, we see the horror of our sin and the magnitude of God's salvation.
十字架上我们看到罪的丑恶，我们看到神救恩的大能。
So the servant is exalted.
所以我们看到这个仆人是被高举的。
And the servant is afflicted.
这个仆人是被压伤的。
But finally, this servant is vindicated.
但最后我们看到这个仆人是得胜的。
There's a famous story about a painting by the early 19th century German artist Moritz Rentsch.
我们看有一个非常著名的故事，就是关于一个19世纪一个德国的画家莫里茨。
It depicts the devil and a man playing chess.
他画了一个就是魔鬼和一个人在下棋。
The devil's on the left, the man on the right.
你看到魔鬼是在左边，人在右边。
And the devil has played the decisive move.
这个魔鬼啊，他偷走了一步，做假了一步，他要将军了。
It's checkmate.
那是他要将军了。
The man searches in vain for that one move that will release him from the devil's clutches.
所以这个人想了很久，他想得胜，去解脱这个魔鬼的偷走的那一步。
But there's no further move.
但是他不可以再走一步。
The devil's going to win.
魔鬼赢了。
One day, a chess master saw the painting.
有一天，这一个棋的一个非常能的人，他看到这个画。
He examined the chessboard and the position of the remaining pieces.
他仔细研究了这个棋盘和所有剩下的棋的位置。
And he suddenly realized that the man's chess position was not hopeless.
他突然发现这个人的局势不是没有希望的。
There was one more move to make.
他可以走一步棋。
One more move that will reverse the outcome.
这一步棋他会挽救整个局势。
One move that will release the man from checkmate and place the devil in checkmate.
这一步他可以逆转整个局势，然后他可以将这个魔鬼的军。
There's one more move in Isaiah 53.
所以在以赛亚书53章有这个最后的一步。
It's the defeat of the devil.
他去战胜魔鬼。
And it comes in the final three verses.
看到最后三节。
For there the servant is vindicated.
看到这个仆人是最后得胜的。
Scholars call this the great reversal.
学士们就叫做这一个伟大的逆转。
This servant appeared to have nothing, but now is given everything.
我们看到这个仆人当初好像什么都没有，但是到最后他有非常多的事情，多东西。
Isaiah 53 verse 8 speaks as though you'll have no descendants, no future.
以赛亚书53章8节我们看到，他没有后裔。
But Isaiah 53 in the second half of verse 10 says he will see his offspring and prolong his days.
以赛亚书53章10节他说到，他必看见后裔，并且得享长寿。
In Isaiah 53 verse 4, the servant is stricken pierced and crushed.
以赛亚书五十三章四节说到，他受责打，被神击打和苦待了。
But in Isaiah 53 verse 10, the will of the Lord will prosper in His hand.
在以赛亚书五十三章十节，他说到，耶和华所喜悦的必在他手中亨通。
In Isaiah 53 verse 9, He is unjustly condemned.
在以赛亚书五十三章九节说到，他被不公义的受审判。
But in Isaiah 53 verse 11, He will be satisfied.
在以赛亚书五十三章十一节说到，他必心满意足。
In Isaiah 53 verse 7, he is the helpless victim, led like a lamb to the slaughter.
在以赛亚书五十三章七节，他说到，他是一个绝望的受害者，他像羊羔被牵去犊子。
But in Isaiah 53 verse 12, he is the triumphant victor, given a portion among the great.
在以赛亚书五十三章十二节说到，他是一个胜利者，他必与强盛的均分掠物。
The full meaning of this prophecy could not be known all those centuries before Jesus.
这里所有的其中的意义，在耶稣之前，我们都无法理解。
But the early church knew the full meaning.
但是早期的教会，他们理解这个真正的意义。
And we know the full meaning.
我们也了解这个真正的意义。
It's resurrection.
那就是复活。
What does resurrection mean?
复活是什么意思呢？
It means Jesus is vindicated.
说明耶稣最后胜利了。
What Jesus achieved on the cross is proven to be effective by his resurrection from the dead.
耶稣在十字架上所成就的是被这复活所证明的。
Just listen to Philippians chapter 2 verse 9.
我们看腓立比书二章九节。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
因此神把他升为至高，并且赐给他超越万民之上的名。
So you might say, how can I know I'm forgiven?
也许会说，我怎么知道我是被原谅的呢？
Or you might say, how can I know that life will ultimately make sense?
也许会说，我怎么知道我的生命是有意义的呢？
Or you might say, how can I be sure that there is hope?
或者你会说，我怎么知道我的生命是有希望的呢？
Go to the cross and go to the empty tomb.
所以去看十字架，去看那个空的坟墓。
It's the resurrection that proves the truth of the cross.
是那个复活证明了十字架上的真理。
Isaiah 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12 helps us anticipate the cross.
以赛亚书五十二章十三节到五十三章十二节帮助我们去等待十字架。
The servant is exalted.
仆人被高举了。
Let's remember that Jesus is one with the Father.
让我们记住耶稣是那个与父同在。
The servant is afflicted.
这个仆人被压伤。
Let's remember that by Jesus' wounds we are healed.
让我们记住，因为他的伤，我们被医治了。
The servant is vindicated.
这个仆人最后得胜了。
Let's remember what Acts chapter 2 verse 24 says.
让我们记住是在《使徒行传》二章二十四节这样说到。
God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death.Because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
神却把死的痛苦解除，使他复活了，因为他不能被死亡屈禁。
John Lennox is a Christian author and professor of mathematics at Oxford University.
约翰·诺克斯，他是一个基督教的作者和一个牛津大学的数学教授。
He has three PhDs.
有三个博士学位。
He was once touring Eastern Europe.
有一次他在东欧旅行。
He met a Jewish woman from South Africa.
他遇见一个犹太人女士是从南非洲来的。
The woman told him that she was researching how her relatives had perished in the Holocaust.
这个女士告诉他，她现在正在。寻找他的家人是如何在大屠杀中被屠杀的。
At one point on their tour, they passed a mock-up of the main gate of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz.
在他的旅途当中，他们经过一个模拟的门，就是通向纳粹的集中营。
And pictures of the horrific medical experiments carried out on Jewish children by the infamous Dr. Joseph Mengele.
那里有许多图画，他就是曾经就是一个臭名昭著，约瑟夫医生，他们如何是把这个在犹太人的小孩的身上去做这个医疗试验。
The Jewish woman turned to Dr. Lennox and said this.
这个女士，她对那个约翰说。
And what does your Christian faith make of this?
说你们基督教的，作为一个基督徒，你们如何去解释这些？
What could John Lennox say?
约翰可以说什么呢？
This woman had lost her parents and many relatives in the Holocaust.
在大屠杀当中，这个女士她失去了她的亲人和她的父母。
There was nothing in his life that even remotely paralleled the horror that her family had endured.
所以在她自己的生命，她是无法理解这个女士她失去她的家人。
But she stood there waiting for an answer.
但是她站在那里，坚持要让她回答这个问题。
Eventually, he said this.
最后她说道。
I would not insult your memory of your parents by offering you simplistic answers to your question.
他说道，我不想只用一个简单的回答去侮辱你的家人，你对家人的记忆。
I have no easy answers.
我这里没有一个简单的回答。
But I do have what for me at least is a doorway to an answer.
但至少我在这里有一个回答去指向你。What
is it? She said.
他说是什么？
He replied.
他说的。
You know that I am a Christian.
你知道我是一个基督徒。
This means that I believe in Yeshua, which is Jesus in Hebrew. But Yeshua is the Messiah.
就是说我相信耶稣就是救世主。
I also believe that he was God incarnate.
我也相信他是神道成肉身。
Come into our world as Savior.
来到这个世界成为救世主。
Which is what his name, Yeshua, means.
这也就是耶稣这个名字的意思。
Now I know that this is even more difficult for you to accept.
但现在也是更加让你难以接受的。
Nevertheless, just think about this question.
不管怎样，请你思考这个问题。
If Yeshua was really God, as I believe he was, what was God doing on the cross?
如果耶稣真的是神，我相信他是神，那他在十字架上所做的什么事情呢？
Could it be that God begins just here to meet our heartbreaks?
那是说明神在这里，与我们破碎的我们相遇呢？
By demonstrating that He did not remain distant from our human suffering.
让我们看见，他不会远离我们的受苦，我们的难受，我们的苦难。
But became part of it Himself.
而是成为当中的一个艺人。
For me, this is the beginning of hope.
对于我来说，这就是希望的开始。
And it's a living hope that cannot be smashed by the enemy of death.
而这是一个希望，是不会被死亡所击败的。
The story does not end in the darkness of the cross.
但是故事没有就在十字架上的黑暗上停止。
Yeshua conquered death.
耶和华，耶稣。 战胜了死亡。
One day, as the final judge, he will assess everything in absolute fairness, righteousness, and mercy.
有一天，有最后的审判，他会用他的公义，用他的恩典去审判所有的事情。
The woman was silent.
这个女士安静下来。
And then, still standing, she stretched out her arms and formed a cross. In the doorway.
他站在那里, 伸开他的双手，成为一个十字架，站在门口。
With tears in her eyes, very quietly but audibly, she said this.
她的眼里充满了泪水，她非常安静地说道。
Why has no one ever told me about my Messiah before?
为什么从来以前都没有人告诉我这位救世主呢？
At the cross, we see Jesus.
在这个十字架上，我们看到耶稣。
The exalted Lord.
被高举的神。
The afflicted Lord.
被压伤的神。
And the vindicated Lord.
最后得胜的神。
He did this for you and for me.
他为我们做了这些。
Sinners who deserve nothing but judgment.
罪人是应得审判的。
But who are offered incredible grace and hope.
但是神给了我们无比的救恩。
Amen. Let's stand together and sing a great hymn. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's?
我们一起站一唱这首诗歌。